Sometimes you need a good friend. In this case, the good friend is an entire town. After all, it's in their name. I'll explain what I mean about a unique town on this edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pettit Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, proven on thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pettit Bio's got a plan. Green the plants in a healthy land, use our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
The town of Friend, Nebraska is friendly, but there's another reason it got that name.
Charles E. Friend's the founder of Friend.
That's the retired mayor of Friend, Jim Vossler.
2 years ago, we celebrated our 150th.
And Jim says the citizens here do tend to live up to their name.
Used to have a postcard that said, write a friend from Friend. And around, I don't know if there's any left, but there used to be postcards like that.
Besides its name, one of Friend's claim to fame was the size of its police station, proclaimed by Ripley's, believe it or not, to be the smallest police station in the country. Which I guess stands to reason that you wouldn't need a large station in a friendly town.
Story is that it was a tool shed when they built Highway 6, and it got parked right along the edge of the highway, and over the years the size got doubled, but it just finally decayed enough that it was no longer salvageable.
The small station finally had to be taken down a few years ago, but a lot of people came through town and took a picture. You can see some still online. But one structure that remains is a very historic building that is being brought back to life.
We have the old original opera house in Friend. The people that owned it gave it to the Friend Historical Society, and they're in the process of redoing it all. They keep raising funds. It's going to take a lot of money. They have a wine tasting room in there, and then they have what they call a San Carlo room, which they use for events. And then clear the west side, they have what they call the visitor center, a little room. And then farther west, they've rented apart Edward Jones' office. So the whole building's getting used.
A few years ago, the town lost its lone grocery store. But today, they have a new store. And the way they accomplish that says a lot about what small towns can do when they work together. The story is next time as we travel the countryside in Friend, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McCrae.